واذكر عبدنا أيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الشيطان بنصب وعذاب.
And remember our servant Job, peace be upon him, when he cried to his Lord, Behold, Satan has afflicted me with much hardship and suffering. Behold, Satan has afflicted me with much hardship and suffering.
This does not mean that Satan had afflicted Job, peace be upon him, with illness and had brought distress upon him. It rather means that Job, peace be upon him, suffered a severe illness as well as lost his wealth, possessions, and family, all of which greatly agonized him. What was even more agonizing was that Satan began to capitalize on Job's straitened circumstances, peace be upon him. He pestered Solomon with insidious promptings, urging him to be ungrateful to God and to eschew his patience.
اركض برجلك هذا مغتسل بارد وشراب.
We commanded him, stamp your foot on earth, and here is cool water to wash with and to drink.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ.
And we granted to him his family, and also the like of them, as a mercy from us, and as a reminder to people of understanding.
وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ.
And we said to him, Take in your hand a bundle of rushes and strike with it, and do not break your oath. Indeed, we found him steadfast. How excellent a servant of ours he was. Indeed, he constantly turned to his Lord.
And do not break your oath.
When one reflects on these words, it is evident that during his illness, Job, peace be upon him, swore in a fit of annoyance that he would strike someone, according to some reports, his own wife, with a certain number of lashes. After God restored him to health and the annoyance that he had felt during the illness dissipated, he became disconcerted with the idea of honoring that oath. His dilemma being that if he were to fulfill the oath, he would inflict pain on an innocent person, and if he did not, he would commit a sin. God removed this perplexity by directing him to pick up a broom containing as many pieces of straw as the number of lashes he had sworn to deliver, and then commanded him to strike the person with the broom just once. This would, on the one hand, enable him to fulfill the oath, and on the other hand, it would also make it possible for him to avoid causing unwarranted harm to the innocent.
وَاذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ.
And remember our servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, peace be upon him. They were endowed with great strength and vision.
إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ.
Verily, we exalted them in consideration of a sterling quality, their remembrance of the abode of the hereafter.
وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ.
In our sight, they are among the chosen and excellent ones.
وَاذْكُرْ إِسْمَاعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَذَا الْكِفْلِ وَكُلٌّ مِّنَ الْأَخْيَارِ.
And remember Ishmael, Elisha, and Zulkifl. All were of the best. Peace be upon them.
هَذَا ذِكْرٌ وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ.
This was a remembrance. An excellent retreat awaits the God-fearing.
جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابِ.
Everlasting gardens with gates wide open for them.
مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ وَشَرَابٍ
Wherein they shall recline, wherein they shall ask for abundant fruit and drinks.
وَعِندَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ أَتْرَابٍ
And wherein there shall be with them well-matched bashful mates.
هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب.
All this is what you are promised for the day of judgment.
إن هذا لرزقنا ما له من نفاد.
This is our provision for you, never to end.
هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب.
All this is for the God-fearing, but for the transgressors, an evil resort awaits them.
جهنم يصلونها فبئس المهاد.
Hell, where they will be roasted, an evil place to dwell.
هذا فليذوقوه حميم وغساق.
All this is for them, so let them taste boiling water and pus.
وآخر من شكله أزواج.
And other sufferings of the kind.
هذا فوج مقتحم معكم لا مرحبا بهم إنهم صالوا النار.
Observing their followers advancing to hell, they will say among themselves, This is a troop rushing into you. There is no welcome for them. They are destined to roast in the fire.
قالوا بل أنتم لا مرحبا بكم أنتم قدمتموه لنا فبئس القرار.
They will reply, Rather, no welcome to you. You will roast in hell. It is you who led us to this end. What an evil resort.
قالوا ربنا من قدم لنا هذا فزده عذابا ضعفا في النار.
They will say, Our Lord, give twofold punishment in the fire to him who has led us to this.
وقالوا ما لنا لا نرى رجالا كنا نعدهم من الأشرار.
They will say to one another, But why do not we see those whom we considered among the wicked?
أتخذناهم سخريا أم زاغت عنهم الأبصار.
Is it that we mistakenly made fun of them, or have they disappeared from our sight?
إن ذلك لحق تخاصم أهل النار.
Verily, all this is true. This is how the inmates of the fire will dispute among themselves.